So I've been hiring employees and independent contractors for about 16 years and through about four different companies. So I've developed a kind of an outline of what an ideal candidate should look like. This, of course, will be different for each organization, but here's a general list of what we've found works or doesn't work. It really costs you a lot of time and money to hire and train staff. So you want to keep and retain good people over long periods of time. Most of our tutors have been with us for 7, 8, 9 years, which is really unheard of in the tutoring industry. And so hopefully these criteria that we use can help you as well. So first and foremost, you have to be clear about your mission, your vision, and your core values. You have to communicate that very clearly when you are interviewing people, and whenever possible, make sure that they align with these. Okay, secondly, we have not seen great success with classroom teachers working for us. What we find is you would think that these would make the best tutors. And what happens though is our tutoring hours are after school, usually starting about even as early as 2:30, 2:30, 3 o'clock. Well, teachers are not going to be able to start tutoring until usually at least 3:30 or 4, if it's a traditional classroom teacher. Now, if they teach from like 9 to noon, that's different. But they are usually very, very committed to their school, which is not a bad thing. That's a good thing. But anything that comes up, they will always choose the school over your organization and their students, their classroom students over your students. So just trust me on this. Teachers are amazing, of course. But they don't always make the best tutors, and they may work for you for a year, year and a half, and then they normally leave. Let's see, the next item here is we have found that if a tutor has their own kids at home, especially if they're not driving yet, and then that is kind of a recipe for disaster. And so those after-school hours when you want them to be tutoring, they are needing to help their child with homework. They're having to drive their kids to different activities. So that usually does not work very well. The next bullet point here I want to focus on is if you are an organization that can only pay your staff part-time with no benefits, which is what we do at our center and is pretty common with most tutoring centers, then the ideal candidate would be someone who is retired and has a pension and has some extra money coming in from that and maybe has benefits as well. That's ideal. Then they have their insurance covered that way. Or if they have a spouse that has insurance that where they're covered. Let's see. Then lastly, you must hire somebody who can do 4 times a week. This is really important, and I have not always done this, and it doesn't really go well. So traditionally, most Orton-Gillingham structured literacy programs, the student needs to attend 2 times a week. So let's say Monday, Wednesday. If you have a tutor who says they can only do Monday, Wednesday, great, they can work with that family. But and now they are bonded with the student, they've been working with them for 9 months, and now the family can only do, they need to switch to Tuesday, Thursday, and your tutor can't do that because they have another job Tuesday, Thursday. What are you going to do? You will lose that family. So you will lose that client and income coming in. Or they might need to switch to another tutor, and nobody wants to do that. It can be done, but so the other thing is if a family wants to add a third day, like they're doing Monday, Wednesday, and now they want to do Monday, Wednesday, Thursday to complete the program more quickly, your tutor's not going to be able to do that, and you have to scramble and figure out maybe they do 1 time a week with another tutor and 2 times a week with their regular tutor. It doesn't work very well. So make sure that they can do 4 times a week. So hopefully those criteria are helpful to you when you are interviewing people and thinking about adding people to your team. I'd love to hear what you think. If you have questions about this, let me know about this or any other topics.